And they took it down near Puerto Rico for some deep water trials through the Panama Canal. The first two science cruises were based out of Hawaii and Guam, and then it hit Ketchikan here last week.
Oh, so it's already been doing science.
Yeah, it did two full-blown science cruises out in the Central Pacific, deep water cruises.
And was that, if I remember that was looking for evidence of trawling, is that right?
Yeah, two different projects. One was looking at the impact of coral mining on the submerged seamounts northwest of a part of the Hawaiian Islands, but the old Hawaiian Islands, they're underwater, and looking at the corals there. And then the second project was looking at geomagnetic patterns on the bottom of the ocean, which is they use for studies of continental drift and global magnetic patterns. And so those two projects were extremely successful. And now in Ketchikan here and in Juneau, we continue the trials, and then it'll get into Seward next week, and then we do the commissioning there, and then out to the Bering Sea for its first ice trials.
That seems a little unusual to be able to actually put the ship in operation before the actual commissioning.
There are so few ships being built, there's probably no normal pattern. the NSF wanted it that way because the opportunity to do, 5,000-plus meter work at great depths on parts of, they wanted to be able to make sure it could do that kind of stuff. And so they matched it up. And, the fleet reorganizes itself daily. In terms of which ships are available to do what. And the ship was going to be in the region, and it was capable of doing it, so we ran all sorts of very, very deep water projects.
How many ships like this around the world?
In the total fleet, there's 20 to 30, but this is the only ice-capable one, so that's its unique thing. And it looks like I've got to get a tour going.
Oh, okay.
Here. So you can actually come along
okay.
If you want.